very fortunate in our community to have a low number of cases. We continue to have low number of cases. I believe that's because of our rural nature. We're very spread out. We don't have a lot of mass transit usage. And so that really contributes to the limiting the spread of the disease.
Earlier, say a month ago, how would you describe the receptiveness to calls for social distancing and the shelter-in-place order? Was it met kind of with a reluctant shrug, or were people a little bit more resistant?
About a month ago, I believe the community was really pulling together and wanted to do what was thought to be the right thing, which was to social distance and to stay at home, except for essential business and essential work. I believe those attitudes have changed over time. We did what we needed to do to flatten the curve and prepare our healthcare systems. And I believe the attitude has changed slightly and people are ready to go continue on with normal life.
In the last few weeks, infections have spread, and authorities in Glenn County have identified one or perhaps two possible locations where someone infected likely interacted with others. These were small shops, but the potential exposure was over a number of days, and the department has launched a contact tracing operation. What have you been able to find out?
Yes, so we had two neighboring stores located in Orlin where there were staff members that did come down with the COVID illness. And most of the exposures that we have traced since then have been amongst family members. So most of it's been very sustained contact. There was one non-family member that has been infected by the COVID-19, but has sustained long duration contact at the store. So what we are really noticing with the virus is that it really is those long sustained interactions, very close contact rather than short duration contacts that you normally see at a store.
Well, I mean, how many people may have come and gone from that store over, was it 10 days or so? I mean, you could have hundreds of people.
So we were able to make contact with over 150 people that had either had contact with one of the cases directly or had contact through the store. Our public health nursing staff is monitoring all of those individuals, checking on them daily to ensure that they do not see any symptoms arise, don't have any temperature, et cetera. So we're able to continue that monitoring until they've reached their 14 days from their last exposure. Some of those people have chosen to be tested. Some have not. It is definitely optional until the point where you have symptoms, and then it's highly recommended by medical staff to get tested.
And so far, things are looking pretty good. It doesn't look like it's been a large spreading event. How many more days until you're confident that you're more or less out of the woods on this one anyway?
Yes. So we are quickly approaching that 14-day mark. We will be there by the weekend. So we only have a couple days left. And typically you start seeing the cases arise earlier in that 14-day period. So usually that 3 to 7 day, 10 being more of the max. 14 is just a safety precaution. And so we have not seen any additional cases popping up, which is very good news. So we believe that we have been able to isolate and keep that from continuing to spread in the community.
Even though quite a number of people who get it initially, at least, it doesn't seem like a serious illness.
It's a very interesting virus because, you know, some people have no symptoms at all. Some people have very limited symptoms. And then some people have very severe symptoms. One of our cases is hospitalized from this. Actually, two of them have been from this exposure link. One has been discharged and is recovering fully, and one is still hospitalized. Again, it's the older age groups, those over 65 years of age, and those with underlying chronic conditions that we're seeing have the more severe illness.
As restrictions are eased, but cases seem to be on the upswing, even if only slightly, what are the largest concerns, if any?
Sure. So, you know, we do anticipate we will see more cases as more people are out and about in the community. That's to be anticipated. And again, it's just, protecting yourself when you're out, social distancing and hand washing to really prevent that spread of disease. However, I think it's really important that we do continue daily life and we start, you know, rebuilding our economy. That's going to have more long-lasting health effects on our community if we don't continue rebuilding our economy.
We've been hearing that the pandemic has been very challenging for hospitals in that lucrative surgeries have been canceled, billings are down sharply, and even medical workers have been laid off. Some are even requesting some kind of bailout. Are you hearing any concerns from the small hospitals in Glenn County about their financial viability?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, small rural hospitals throughout the country are barely making ends meet before the pandemic. And so it is very, you know, we have a very sensitive system, our healthcare system, and it's very difficult for these hospitals to see a decrease in their number of patients. That is a decrease in revenue that keeps that hospital operating. Here in Glenn County, Glenn Medical Center is operating at about a third of their normal daily census of patients. And so, you know, you got to think that's a lot less revenue. And then we're also seeing a change in health-seeking behavior. So people aren't going in for preventative checkups, preventative surgeries, preventative medicine. And so that is an extreme decrease in that revenue, which keeps those hospitals going.